Well, obviously in the second half we didn't play as well as we did in the first half. 1-0 up at half time. It doesn't very often happen that it ends up in a defeat when you're ahead at half time. And we just really had to keep a clean sheet in the second half, but we didn't. Credit to Bristol, they threw four on up front and just stuck the ball in our half of the pitch as often as they could. And we spent a long time in the second half defending. Obviously, they had the wind behind them as well, and it was difficult for Paul Jones to even kick the ball into their half in the second half. But, you know, they deserved to win it. We didn't.
I'm sure it's not a conscious decision to get deep and deeper. Did the players just sort of get sucked into that mentality of getting more and more desperate and pushing further back?
Well, you know, when we had the ball and it went forward, it came back too often, which obviously I wasn't particularly happy about. But, you know, these boys have done fantastic since I've walked in the door. I can only speak of, you know, since I've come. Didn't obviously not seen too much of them before I came in, but certainly since I've come in, they've been brilliant. They've given their heart and soul every single game that I've been involved in, and obviously we just lost the one game to Milton Keynes, but other than that, there's been some outstanding performances. So, you know, sometimes you don't get too carried away when things are going well. You just try and keep an even keel, keep everybody's feet on the floor. And likewise, after a poor result such as tonight, you have to stay calm with everything and not go too overboard. It's not time for ranting and raving and shouting and bawling. It's a time for a composed head and hopefully 11 composed heads when we get on the field at Coventry at the weekend.
Because you started well, and so there were in the final third, you had plenty of the ball and some decent balls in, but I guess not enough of that in the second half.
No, definitely not. Me and Guy both mentioned the fact that the Bristol Rovers goalkeeper hardly touched the ball in the second half. He hadn't really had much to do at all, which basically summed up our second half performance. But you know, big learning curve for everyone connected with Crawley Town, for the players, myself, and you do tend to find out a little bit more about your boys in defeat. And I was a little bit disappointed, obviously, with the second half performance. But we'll take it all into consideration. And you know, there's still been far more good performances since I've been here than bad ones. But that one wasn't particularly good tonight. And the players are very aware of the fact that they feel like they've let the fans down tonight, because they certainly didn't enjoy the second half, their performance in the second half. And obviously, I expect a much better reaction when we go to Coventry on Sunday.
Yeah, I guess you can draw some sort of positive overall view. At least you kind of know where you stand over the next few weeks and how your season's going to shape itself.
Well, yeah, I mean, there is that. I mean, it's quite easy to say after you've gone out of the Cup. Well, we can focus on our league performances, and you know, it has this tie has actually been a nightmare, to be honest. You know, we've been trying to play, I think this was the fourth time of asking or something tonight. It's been very, very difficult, obviously, with this at the forefront of our mind. But you know, we had a good rest from the last match against Notts County, so there's no excuses from a fitness point of view, and obviously I'll defend my players to the hilt.